Coming to you from the ReachMD studios, this is COVID-19 on the front lines. I'm Dr. Matt Bernholz. On today's program, we caught up with Dr. Anil Agarwal, professor of medicine and chief of the section of nephrology at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center East. Dr. Agarwal shared some best practices for intensivists and vascular access teams at the forefront of this pandemic to protect vascular integrity during acute dialysis procedures. Here's what Dr. Agarwal had to share with us.
The very first, most important part of this is having a good functioning access. And for the access, you have to make sure there is no kinking of the catheter or even the tubing of the circuit. You have to pay prompt response to any alarms to make sure there is no stagnation. Use a larger bore catheter if you can. A tunneled or softer catheter might be even better, although, you know, placing tunneled catheter in a patient with COVID, taking them to the radiology suite is also problematic from the infectious diseases standpoint. It is very important to choose a good site and good size of the catheter. I must emphasize a proper length of the catheter is very, very important. If you're using, for example, a right internal jugular vein for a catheter placement, it should be at least 15 to 20 centimeter in length so that you can get to the upper part of SVC, superior vena cava, so you can have good blood supply from there. Similarly, on the left internal jugular side, because the length has to be longer, should be at least 20 to 24 centimeter in size. For the femoral veins, it has to be more like 24 to 30 centimeter in size. And rarely, if you have to go to subclavian, it should be at least 20 centimeter in size. We prefer the IJ site, internal jugular site, especially on the right-hand side. The left side doesn't work as well. Femoral is complicated by more likelihood of infection, but sometimes you have to go there. After the access has been dealt with, it is also important to have a good size, larger diameter fiber size of the dialyzer, if you can have that, and prime it with heparin, because most of the times when you prime the fibers with heparin, the dialyzer life is longer. And you have to keep the blood-air contact to minimum and avoid any turbulence. Finally, the other non-anticoagulant measure is to have the right prescription. Use a higher blood flow and keep the ultrafiltration rate to minimum so that you can keep a lower filtration fraction. Because when you filter more, the hemoconcentration at the end of the dialyzer is much higher. And that is perhaps the most important reason why the filters clot. Also, it is important to have a higher blood flow and higher flow of the dialysate and the replacement fluid. And sometimes giving the replacement fluid pre-filter will also help not clot, even though you will reduce the clearance a little bit by diluting the blood, but then at least you will not have that much clotting of the filter.
That was Dr. Anil Agarwal from the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. To access more episodes from COVID-19 on the front lines, and to add your perspectives toward the fight against this global pandemic, visit us at ReachMD.com and become part of the knowledge. Thank you for listening.